Christiane, it's just an email came in from Colin Waddle, who in response to the Daily Email, and he just emailed in now, and I just wanted to read it to you, just making some of the points that you make, but perhaps in a different way. It says, war correspondents are by necessity adrenaline junkies. The normal fear that precludes the vast majority from entering dangerous areas feeds their psychological needs. While I'm grateful for their bravery and the information provided, it's very surprising that more don't meet an early end. My heart goes out to the loved ones who will miss them, but I'm confident that this is or was their chosen path. But where do you draw the line?
Well, you know, I don't know. Where do we draw the line? Every time something like this happens, people talk about it and we gather and we discuss and we remember and we mourn and we talk about, you know, the profession and our duties, and we keep going back into the fray. I must say, I loathe the term adrenaline junkie. I loathe the term war junkie. I think it disrespects the incredible hard work that we do, and that we and Marie and all those people who you've been talking about on this program do. We take this risk knowing what it will mean. And the notion that we're somehow, you know, having some joyride on adrenaline really, really makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
We need the adrenaline in order to preserve and protect our ability for fight or flight. That is what adrenaline's for. That's why we need it. But the notion that we're there because it's like some drug is simply wrong. Most of us are there because of the imperative to tell the truth and unmask and unveil the facts and to speak truth to power at enormous risk, at the risk of putting your life on the line. And I think this needs to be really fully understood rather than, I mean, I know what that email was trying to say, and I know that they were trying to say that they respected journalists going there, but I do think there's this rather peculiar way to dismiss perhaps what they don't understand as the bravery of people like Marie and Anthony Shadid and Remy Oklik and all the activists who are doing what they're doing in Syria right now. It is phenomenal bravery. And it's not because they're addicted to some kind of weird adrenaline.